Music intersects with visual art in a new string quartet. As WRTI's Susan Lewis reports, the work is a musical response to the unconventional way that paintings, furniture, metalwork, and other objects are displayed at the Barnes Foundation.
The beginning of the string quartet Carrot Revolution is quite percussive, with sounds you don't think of as coming from violins, viola, and cello.
I think that's part of the idea of new ways of looking at old things, what Barnes was doing.
Composer Gabriella Smith was commissioned to write a work inspired by the way Barnes arranged his art in ensembles to highlight common elements such as color, shapes, and textures.
I love seeing the juxtapositions and similarities and contrasts that Barnes was trying to point out.
Carrot Revolution has an eclectic array of influences, among them Joni Mitchell, Bach, and bluegrass, Georgian folk music, Ligeti, and Simon and Garfunkel. These inspirations come together in unexpected ways as the piece moves forward.
Shifting back and forth on that continuum of noise to pitch, sometimes shifting gradually and sometimes cutting directly from one end of the spectrum to the other.
Smith says Carrot Revolution takes its name from a quote attributed to Cézanne in a novel by Émile Zola, which states, "The day will come when a single freshly observed carrot will start a revolution."
And I think it embodies that spirit of fresh observation that Dr. Barnes was also going for and that I go for a lot in my music. This was part of my new way of looking at the string quartet.
Carrot Revolution was premiered by the Azzurri Quartet at the Barnes Foundation in May.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.